Welcome to the pub. Do you guys have reservations? No? Not a problem. We'll squeeze you in. How many do you have? Four? Okay, perfect. Right this way. As you can see, we have TVs on every square inch of the walls and 127 beers on tap. So you'll never miss a game and you'll never go thirsty. Don't mind the bartender and his buddy over there. All they talk about is sports, and they love their Philadelphia teams. They do get a little loud sometimes, so just try to ignore them. Anyway, you can take a seat right here. Sean will be right with you. Cheers.
Hey, y'all. Just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
Hey. How's it going?
What's up, dude?
All right. Welcome back to the pub.
What's up?
How y'all doing?
Doing well. Sorry.
Doing good. That's all right. Man. What are we drinking on this fine evening? It's beautiful out.
Hey, what do you got, dude?
Can I get, what was it, blood orange water ice? Can I get some of that?
We don't have that, brother.
Why not?
This ain't the Rita's.
Dude, when I worked at Rita's,
Wait, you worked at Rita's?
I did. Dude, we spoke on this, dude. When I worked at Rita's, there was a couple people that would come and buy water ice by the quarts to mix with alcohol. And they would. I was like, that's a good idea, dude. That's probably so fucking good.
Yo, speaking on that, Down East, you know Down East.
Yeah.
The cider. They are releasing, or they already released, a lemon Italian ice flavor.
Really?
Interesting.
Now, is it good? Have you tried it?
No, I just saw it. I saw a picture of it.
Hopefully it's not like mid. Like, what was that one beer that dropped, a Rita's like mango?
Oh my god.
It was like a beer.
I remember.
It wasn't awful.
It wasn't awful. I wasn't expecting I was expecting more of like a seltzer type. I didn't know that it was a beer.
Yeah, it was. They did a mango one and a lemon one.
Yeah, and they both were just pretty standard. Yeah.
They weren't great. They weren't terrible. But what are you drinking, Mark?
Give me lukewarm water ice, dude. Lukewarm mango root beer water ice.
Why do you guys think? Why do you think there's water ice here?
I don't know. All right. I thought you would get hung up on lukewarm water ice.
I was kind of thinking of it. Isn't that just like juice?
It's just juice.
It's a sugary ass juice.
Yeah, I was trying to hang you up on that. Yeah, but I'll take that.
All right, I got you.
Just put it on like the oven. Or put it on the stove for like 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Or the microwave. You could
microwave that.
Yeah, water ice in the microwave.
But you said root beer.
Wait, root beer?
I said like
mango,
eight different flavors.
Root beer, water ice. That's warm.
Is that like eight different things? Just make sure it's lukewarm. Lukewarm.
All right, yeah. I know you love everything like that.
Who the hell is Luke?
Why is he warm? all right, Bob.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
R.I.P.
Quick hit.
Oh, it's my turn.
Damn, quickie.
Comedy or horror?
Like movies?
I guess so. Whatever you... Right? Movie, TV show, whatever.
Well, I mean, comedy movies suck now. Back then, they were good. I guess horror right now. Okay. Like horror...
Horror's in.
I took that in terms of movies. Horror, and even horror's not even that great anymore. Mm. There really isn't anything great coming out.
Every year, there's like one really.
There's
good one.
One big one, and it's like even then, it's always like
there's
like
not
overhyped.
There's not usually a big comedy movie every year.
It hasn't been one. There hasn't been a big one since like the era of like Talladega Nights and Superbad, which was like the early 2000s.
I think
like
a lot of it is just that you can't really
get away
offend
with
people.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Jump Street movies?
The Jump Street was still like 2011, 2012.
I think it was pretty early.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I saw
great.
The first
they're
one.
Great,
I saw the first one. Then there was like, what was the one where they go to Korea? It's like, that was like 2013, 2014. That's okay. One of the more recent ones, and that's 10 years ago. So
and that
it's
got
like,
banned.
Yeah,
that's on US. Netflix right now.
Yeah. That got banned from movie theaters. Right. Mm-hmm. It was released directly to Netflix, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know why it wasn't that crazy, but whatever.
Well, it's because of the implication, because they were making fun of like Korea. And Korea don't like that.
What about that movie that they, you know, there's that group of guys, Seth Rogen,
James
Franco,
Dave Franco.
You know that movie that they made
Pineapple
about?
Express.
Disaster Artist?
Yes.
Yeah.
How long was that? Was that a long time ago?
Came that, out, was probably, that was probably,
I can't
like
even think of it.
7 years ago. Maybe.
I didn't see it, no.
It's about that movie with the guy. Yeah, The Room. Do you know The Room?
Oh, The Room. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They made it about The Room, right? Yes, I do know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, dude.
Apparently, it's a great movie.
Hi, Mark. Yeah, that was...
It came out in 2017, so it was, 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And I haven't seen it, but I also heard it was good things about it. Like, it's actually a good movie.
Like, really good, yeah.
Yeah. Like, not just funny either.
Nah, like, it has other implications.
Yeah.
Like poopy and pee pee.
Something like that.
Yeah. So you're rolling with horror?
I guess horror, yeah.
I know for me, I would roll with horror.
Yeah, same, right now.
Just as of recent.
I will say, there is I have a thing for really stupid comedies, though.
Oh, yeah, dude, of course. Yeah. Like, Talladega Nights is like it might be in like my top five list. I don't know my top five list of all time movies, but I think Talladega Nights is in there somewhere.
Yeah. What's that one movie with Mark Wahlberg? Is like the step.
Oh, it's it's not the other guys, is it?
And Will
no, Will Ferrell's in it.
They're cops. They're cops.
I'm talking about when he's the stepdad. No,
they're parents, yeah. But like he's like the bad dad and Will Ferrell's like the good one.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen that either.
It's pretty good. There's and one where Bad Grandpa was pretty good too.
That was that was Johnny Knoxville, no?
No, that's
I thought that was Johnny Knoxville.
No, there's another one with Robert De Niro, and he's the bad grandpa.
Really?
And
I haven't seen any of these.
Who the hell's? Oh, Zac Efron's in it. Have you heard of that?
No.
I feel like I've heard of it. I haven't seen it. We're getting into range of movies that I have never seen.
It's a good movie.
Most movies I've never seen. I think I brought this up on the pod before. Don't ask me if I've ever seen any movie, because a good chance I haven't.
Wait, so let me ask you this one. All right. When you're at home just chilling, what do you put on? Usually.
Like YouTube?
Bro, that's crazy, because that's just like our era. That would never be a thing for someone who's like 35 years old.
No. Like, and my dad has to have all the channels.
Yeah.
Like, my dad will flick every channel. Yo, shout out to my dad. I know he listens.
Oh, yeah. Shout out. That's great, bro. I'm glad he's a fan.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of just weird to see how trends like that happen. Like,
yeah.
How we, when I come home, I just throw on YouTube.
Because there's half hour long videos. There's hour long videos that I'll sit and watch the whole fucking thing.
They're
like,
of higher quality than a lot of
TV
shows.
Oh, a lot of the time. Yeah. Like,
so.
But yeah.
For sure.
Horror movies are great. We could talk about movies all night, but we're not going to do that. So, Isaiah, do you prefer dining in or dining out?
Ooh, that's a good one, dude.
Like a home cooked meal or a fancy dinner?
Dude, I'm a big fan of fancy dinners. Not fancy, but like I love dining out.
Yeah,
personally. I do. Dude, going out to eat with your friends or like with the bros is always such a good time. Dude.
Yeah.
It's nice because like I feel like when you're at a restaurant, there's just a different mood to your meal.
Yeah.
And like you kind of get to sit around, like talk, and it's like it's almost like a small event.
Yeah.
And then having somebody come over and be like, hey, do you need anything? Like, it's just like, it feels good.
I know what you're saying.
You got some real nice interaction going on, but like when I'm at home, like most of the time when I'm eating dinner, like I'm eating and
I have a YouTube video up. I have a YouTube video up and I'm scarfing down whatever the fucking, like something not that great, you know? Yeah.
Like, it's like
chicken
I'm
and rice.
Eating to get my meal out of the way so I can go do something else.
Exactly.
I think it's a little different if you like cook the meal yourself and then enjoy
true.
It.
True.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, I took the time to do this.
It's different if you like to cook and you're a good, like, see, I don't care for cooking. Like when I cook, it's really crude shit. I'm just throwing shit in a pan or the air fryer or the microwave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But, and like to add to like the dining out thing, it's really cool if the environment's cool and then the food's really good too, and then the drink is really good. You're like, oh fuck yeah, buddy! Like,
yeah, having like a nice bottle of wine in an Italian restaurant, bro. There's nothing like that.
Shout out to Billy Joel.
Why?
Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. You don't know that song?
Can you sing it?
Yeah, yeah. Give us a little quip.
I don't want to, but a bottle of red, a bottle of whites. I don't know. I'll meet you anytime you want at that Italian restaurant.
There it is.
Come on, bro.
Thank
Do you know
you
what
guys
he's talking
don't
about?
Know that
no,
song?
I
if I heard
it's
it,
so
if
famous,
I heard it,
dude.
If I heard it, I would know.
It's a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I doubt it. What? All right.
Damn,
this guy's hating.
You're gonna piss my dad off about. Yeah, my dad news.
we're gonna hear about that next week.
All right, specials. We got. Take your pick of meat. You have five choices, but I'm not telling you what they are.
Okay.
Interesting.
Imagine if a waiter did that to you.
Yeah, right?
Hey, figure it out. And then we got big dudes catching fish.
and blocking out the haters.
Big dudes.
They bought the fish to. Oh, I'm sorry. They brought the fish to us, but didn't fillet it, so we took care of that.
Okay. So wow. They are filleted for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And then we got Brahma steak kicked in a Safeway and imported to this bar right here, right now.
Brahma steak? Is that what he said?
Steak.
Steak. Yeah.
Medium rare is the best way. Anyway, let me get your first meal.
I don't. Was that agreed upon? Do you like medium rare steak?
Yeah, I don't remember. I think we spoke on that.
Is it just Bob?
I think he likes medium.
Medium.
I like medium rare. I'll eat anywhere between medium and medium rare. I don't like it too rare.
Yeah. Whoa!
That was quick.
Jesus Lord.
All right, I'm back.
What's up, dude?
I didn't even leave.
Good to see you. Yo, it's a sick hat, dude.
Somebody else brought our food today.
Who?
I don't know.
Not you.
Can you ask?
No, she's already gone.
All right.
Yo, what do you got, dude? You're still scrolling. Where are you going, dude?
Where'd you get that?
You need to start a new note on that phone of yours, dog. You need, you need to get an up-to-date note.
I'm getting there. I'm here. All right. All right, here's your meal.
Okay. Wow. That was scary.
That was a light meal.
I know.
All right, while you eat that, I want to know something.
Okay.
This is going to get spicy and weird.
This is like Korean barbecue right now with all these choices.
There's only five, dog.
And I'm bad with these chopsticks, dude.
Yeah. Don't ask me because I'm not
picking it up like that. Yep.
I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you.
Dude, you have to tell me.
You can waterboard me, but I'm not going to tell you what kind of meat you're...
Dude, a restaurant where all your meals are just a surprise, that might go kind of hard.
Dude,
you just get what you get.
There's a horror comedy movie about that, I'm pretty sure.
Is it really?
What, really?
Yeah. It's called...
You said horror comedy?
Is that
comedy?
The one where they're eating humans?
Wait,
I think it's human meat.
It's kind of new, right?
Yeah, it's pretty new.
But
yeah,
the guy who plays... who does he play?
Netflix,
he's in X-Men.
Yes. And then there's also that girl who was in Split.
Yes.
Can't remember her name right now.
She's also the one who plays the tennis player or the piano player or the saxophone player.
The chess player. She's a chess player.
Oh, yeah, chess. That's it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't remember her name right now.
I don't either, but her eyes are like way too wide for her face.
Damn, dude.
Why did you say that, dude?
That's the consensus of the United States, brother.
We've all gotten together and we all...
That's the pub consensus.
Some would say she is good genealogy and you're a hater. She's like truly European and you just don't get it. You're a mutt.
You're gonna see me peeing if you know what I mean.
He said genealogy.
I was gonna say something about that, but I laughed it out.
Know. I don't know what it is.
I don't know if that's a word either.
It's something like that.
I have no reason not to believe you.
I think that's the study of genies.
Get the fuck out of here. That's lampology, bro. You're fucking on it.
Oh shit!
Oh my god, dude.
All right, did you pick your meat?
Dude, we don't have choices.
We don't even know what our choices are.
I know, but you still have to eat it. All right, so while you eat that, I want to know, of these five quarterbacks, it's got to be one of these five. You can't pick your own. I purposely left Jalen Hurts off of this list.
Okay.
You're a bitch.
If you had to choose one to build your team around, young quarterbacks, who would you choose and why? I got Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, and Tua Tagovailoa.
So he said Lamar, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Tua, and what's the fifth
CJ.
One? CJ?
Yeah.
All right. Let's cut to the chase.
Okay.
Number five, not going to be Tua's off.
Tua's off.
He's not. The one.
You don't think so?
I think the rest of the guys are better than Tua.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tua's been in the league long enough to know what he has and what he can do, you know?
Yeah,
fair enough.
Especially with two elite receivers like Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So what's your pick then?
I think I'm split between, honestly, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. That's where I'm headed. I like Joe Burrow a lot, but we've seen two full seasons of Joe Burrow, you know?
Well, one season he took him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that team was not good.
No. That offensive line was notoriously
They fell apart.
Awful. And he carried them. I think the issue with Joe Burrow is that he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, like, I like him a lot. I think he's a great quarterback. He's probably still a top five, would you say? I would still say he's like top
if he's
number
fully,
five, right?
Fully healthy.
Like number five,
yeah.
I would say. Four or five.
Yeah.
he's a great quarterback. I would like to see him play more, though. Like, I got to see the rest of the guys play full seasons, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's I want to hear what you have to say, but right now I'm going back and forth between Lamar and Josh Allen.
So, to me, I think that I like Josh Allen more than I like Lamar. I think Lamar is not – I think he's – it's kind of hard to say for sure, but I think he might be a choke artist in the playoffs. But also you could say the same thing about Josh Allen.
Yeah, I
so
mean –
So it's like
– I don't agree with the Josh Allen thing. I think that he has had extremely bad luck in the playoffs.
I was going to say that too, is that – like that's why I'm leaning a bit more towards him.
Yeah.
Between those two. I think CJ Stroud is in a weird spot, at least on this list, because he has only had one season.
Yeah.
But I think he played really well for a rookie. So yeah. He's like, he has, to me, pretty high potential, but it's hard to know where he's going to go until this year, since his team is so good.
It feels like CJ Stroud's ceiling is still unknown.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is
crazy. I hate the word ceiling, because I feel like a player can always exceed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like his last season. So when I don't like when analysts use the word like ceiling, because it makes it sound like there's a cap to how good these guys can be. Yeah. But like, guys can go above and beyond that. Like, we see it all the time. But the fact that we don't know where CJ Stroud could still go. Like, yeah. Adds a lot.
He's definitely an
lot
anomaly,
of potential.
Anomaly in this list.
Yeah.
For that exact reason.
I think for me, thinking about it now, I would, even though Joe Burrow has health concerns, he would be at the top of my list only because he's made it to a Super Bowl.
True.
So that's where I'm at with him. I think number two for me would be Josh Allen. And then three is going to be CJ Stroud.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. And then I would say Lamar and then Tua.
Okay.
Personally.
So, keep in mind, build around. So, this player might have to be on a team that's not that great, you know what I'm saying? So, who do you think could carry a team?
We've seen Joe Burrow
yeah. He's already done it.
I definitely think he could. I guess putting it that way makes me think a little bit more about it.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's weird because they all come from really different situations, too.
Yeah.
Like, Lamar comes from a year or two where he really had no receivers, but the run game was really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen comes from a team where he had one good receiver and a great defense. Oh, I guess, like, Lamar had a great defense, too.
You're talking about last year or just in general?
Yeah, the past, like, year or two. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the only one on this list that hasn't had a really good team around him is, I guess, CJ Stroud didn't have a
great team. He had a young team.
Around him.
Yeah.
True. So that's another thing that's hard to say because
the rest of the guys could come up big too, you know?
Yeah.
His situation, at least compared to all the other, maybe not all of them, because I think Anthony Richardson has a really good team too.
Yeah.
With the Colts. But like if you look at, what's his name on the Panthers?
Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Dude, like that,
he went into
that
a situation.
That situation is horrible. Like you can't even, I mean, granted, like I know he didn't play well, but how can you play well? When your team looks that bad and, like, your offensive line sucks, the coaching sucks. Like, CJ Stroud was put in a fucking phenomenal situation. So, I mean, honestly, the same thing, not on the list, but, like, Patrick Mahomes has always been in a good situation, I think, with his team for the most part.
Defensively, yeah.
Yeah.
Even so, offensively.
Like, offensively, it just happened to work again this season. It's Andy Reid that runs that offense. Yeah. He's a fucking mastermind.
You see how much having a good coach matters.
A good coach and an elite quarterback. Like, that's... Yeah.
It
seems like the recipe now, dude. That's like what teams are gonna have to recreate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's why there's fucking coach roulette every season too, because they're all trying to find whoever's gonna be Andy Reid, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just glad that the Eagles ain't in the AFC. That's all I got.
Yeah,
that's
true.
But I guess. Oh brother, what just happened?
We have to scroll again, dude.
So something I'll throw in here I think that. Of everybody on this list, I think that Lamar might be the worst passer.
I wouldn't say so.
You don't think so?
No.
I think you might be right on that.
I don't know. I mean, like,
I think Lamar's a better passer than Tua.
I don't know. Tua had some dimes, man.
Yeah. I mean, Tua doesn't have the best arm, but he throws pretty fucking accurate.
He doesn't have a strong arm at all, but he has a pretty accurate arm.
Yeah.
There's a difference in the two.
But, like, Lamar is probably... I mean, I guess Josh Allen is in that conversation too. But like, as far as like dynamics go, Lamar is like one or two, like with running the ball. But I don't think you can run the ball to a Super Bowl.
No,
I think you have to. You have to.
No, we tried
that.
We tried.
It literally it doesn't work. Yeah. Like we know that. Like you have to throw the ball, mm-hmm. and like regardless of whether you have a receiver or not, like it's got to happen. And I just don't know that Lamar's capable doing all that without having really good receivers.
Now I have a question for the both of you. If we subbed out Tua for a guy like Justin Herbert, what would that do to your rankings?
Bro, I forgot about Herbert.
Now, rankings. Now, yeah, like how he kind of ranked his, like how he would put them in order.
Yeah,
well, right. if you took the Tua out and you subbed in Herbert for that spot, where do you think he sits?
So oh, that's crazy.
Wait, did you rank them 1 to 5?
I did rank
them. He kind of did. Yeah.
Did I just miss that whole thing?
No.
No, I mean, I would say I did.
I was listening. Yeah, I was listening.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it was Joe Burrow, 1.
Okay.
Josh Allen, CJ Stroud, Lamar, Tua. Okay. That was my list.
Okay, yeah. So take out Tua, put in Herbert.
I mean, it's really hard.
Well, you put him in at, what do you think, like 3, 4?
He's got to be like 3 or 4. Or, I mean, I don't even know if I would switch him with Lamar because we haven't seen him in the playoffs that much.
He has the luck of, like, he has Josh Allen's playoff luck, but in the regular season, it seems like.
Where
he has two elite receivers like Mike Williams and Keenan Allen who take turns playing, you know? Like, they both never play at the same time. They all, like, they're both hurt, you know?
Very true. But that is a perfect example of terrible coaching, and they just can't seem to get it right. Mm-hmm.
And their defense is pretty mid, too.
Joey Bosa is like their own.
Yeah, Joey Bosa and
Khalil. They have big players on defense, but as a whole, it's never clicked.
For real. They have big names. They have Khalil Mack. Who's their DB that's like pretty big?
I know who you're talking about, but I have no idea.
I don't know. He's good, though. I know he's good. It's just crazy that the rest of the defense sucks.
Yeah. So for me, of these five guys, the one that I would want to build my team around the most, I mean, it's pretty obvious that it's, for me, it's CJ Stroud because of how young he is and how much potential he has.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, is that fair?
And that's also a gamble.
Yeah. I don't think it's fair to put him on the same level as them yet because of the lack of experience.
No, I think the other guys none of them are that old either. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of them still have a long career.
Right.
All of them, really. They all have long careers ahead of them still. So, like, if you reset right now, there's not a great pick. I don't there's not a bad pick is what I mean. Like, they're all good options. It's just,
I don't know if Lamar's a good option.
You don't think so?
Man,
MVP winner, dude?
It doesn't matter if he wins the regular season MVP if he can't do anything in the playoffs.
Yeah.
True.
He has such a bad taste in my mouth from the past. His whole career in the playoffs.
Well, the game that they lost was a pain. That playoff game.
Yeah.
They lost was painful to watch.
They lost to the Texans, right?
No.
No, they lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Oh.
They beat the Texans.
Oh, they did beat the Texans.
They beat them. They had a better second half. The first half, it was like neck and neck. I think it was like 12-12 at the half or something like that. And then they won by 10 points, something like that. Yeah. It wasn't a lot. It was a close game. I mean, but, you know.
I don't know. I still like Lamar. I think I would rather build around a guy like Josh Allen. I think a guy like Josh Allen, if you put Josh Allen all on a team with the Dolphins, with two receivers like that, dude, I think it's like he would show out and be unbelievable.
I think he has his flaws too, though. He makes stupid ass decisions in big moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All these quarterbacks have their flaws. Joe Burrow can't stay healthy. Tua is just Tua. Like, I don't know what's wrong with him. He's so good and then so bad.
Miami is one of the most fun teams to watch during the regular season.
Dude,
they are one of the most fun.
It's easy to forget. They scored 70 points this past year.
In one game.
Yeah, they're so much fun to watch, dude. It's crazy.
And they just folded.
Didn't you have the stack of fucking?
I had Tua and Tyreek.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and you dropped like 200 or some shit. I don't know.
Something crazy.
I'm like over. Yeah.
But but Tua screwed me in the end.
Yeah.
He fell off hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, they always do, dude. Those Dolphins always do.
They do. Yeah. I feel bad for Mike McDaniels. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
He's a
good coach.
He's a really good coach. Yeah. But he has a quarterback who I don't know how to feel about. You know what I'm saying?
It seems like they like him over there, too. It seems like he's there. Did he get paid?
I think they just signed him. Yeah. Or he's going to get signed or something.
Because he came up with Jalen Hurts or the year before?
I think the same year.
The same year?
I think that he was drafted before Hurts.
And Hurts got paid, so.
Yeah, but Hurts
went to
was
a Super Bowl.
An MVP candidate.
Yeah, and went to a Super Bowl.
And went to a Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
What was I about to say? Oh, circling back on Justin Herbert. If I had to pick. See, I didn't even make an order. I think my order would probably be CJ Stroud.
Damn.
Then Joe Burrow. Then Josh Allen. Then Lamar. No, you know what?
Oh, you won this?
Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. No. I won.
You remember that?
No, dude, I remember the shit. I won second place in, like, I don't know what year it was. Like, one of these years.
Yeah,
it was
bro.
Me and Keith. I remember. I think you were the year above me, weren't you? I think you were.
I don't think so. I think I was in your
age group. We were in the same age group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember
that. I went to the next
for quarterback. Yeah, same.
That's all I got second.
Really there?
Yeah.
So did you go anywhere else?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
If
oh,
I
you have to
that,
win first there?
Yeah.
Then you.
No, if I won that, I got like tickets right behind the dugout for the Phillies or some shit like that.
If you win there, I think you go and compete in the Philly Stadium. For what? Whoever's listening, yeah. Whoever's listening, I found an old plaque from 2006.
A home run derby.
Of a home run derby from Little League that Sean won.
Yeah,
that's so crazy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So my brother won at our league and then went to the other field and won there. And then he went to the Philly Stadium and he competed there too.
Damn.
What?
Which is crazy, dude.
Dude, that's
I
awesome.
Remember when I went, dude, there was like, I was probably like 11 or 12. I swear to God, this kid was 15.
Really?
Yeah, well, like competing with us, dude.
Damn.
And of course he won, dude. He was like three times the size of everyone inside the dugout, dude. I was pissed. Anyway,
it always
sorry.
Happens
that's
bro. Bro, I remember I was so close to winning and I didn't, and I freaking cried like a little
I
baby.
Choked so hard. I
really?
Didn't even come in. I didn't even come close when I went to the second field or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was my peak.
I was never good at baseball. You could ask Sean. I can't hit the ball. And I have like a pretty good swing too. I just can't fucking hit the ball.
That's all right,
what it is.
Did you play a lot when you were a kid?
I played for 2 years in middle school. Okay.
Me and Sean played actually a lot of baseball together. We just never played on the same team. We were never on the same team.
Yeah, I feel like I was never.
No, I don't think we were ever once on the same team.
Did you play Babe Ruth?
Yeah.
I don't even think we were on the same team.
I don't think so either. I really think you may have been.
I might have been.
You may have been a year above me because I have a late birthday.
But it was age groups, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't one age.
But I have a late birthday. And you usually do 2 years in each group. So maybe we played 1 year like overlap like every time because that's how it was for like a lot of people in like our grade.
Gotcha.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
we're going all on on a side like no like whoever's listening has no idea what the fuck we're talking about. We're talking about fucking Little League baseball in our hometown.
Hey, there might be some people that know what we're talking about. But anyway, back to the topic.
Yeah.
So my order is this, from best to worst, or from who I would build around to who I least would build around. My first is CJ Stroud, and then Joe Burrow, and then Josh Allen, and then Herbert, if I'm replacing Herbert with Tua. But if I weren't, Tua would be last, and then Lamar's last.
I got you.
And flip-flop.
I got you.
Because, like I said, Lamar.
You'd put Lamar over Tua, though.
Yeah, if he would be fourth if Tua was on the list, and then vice versa.
Yeah. Our lists were pretty close to each
other.
Yeah.
Mine was a little different. I would say Josh Allen, Lamar, Joe Burrow, Stroud, Tua. If Herbert's involved, I'm putting Stroud last. And I'm putting Herbert above him.
Just
I have to see more.
Just because
I have to see more.
I do get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
So my question about your list is, like, what do you think needs to happen in Baltimore for Lamar to make it farther? Like, do you think that they're, like, to me, last year, like, their receiving core wasn't bad, but it wasn't, like, great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they never had a big name.
Yeah. I think they need somebody
else.
I
think they need a big name. Yeah. I think they need a guy. I think they need a big body. I think they need to replicate what kind of like what we have in Philly, a big body receiver like AJ Brown, and a smaller guy or like a regular size guy that's fast as shit like Devontae Smith. I think if they could get a receiving core that had, I think that big guy is gonna like one big receiver, it would help Lamar out so much because his throwing does lack compared to the other guys.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? Need somebody that you could just fucking
that
toss
you
it
can
to.
Throw it yeah. like a one on one ball with that always comes down with it. You know?
Yeah. I
like
just
a,
think
like
there's
a DK Metcalf or like an AJ Brown or like a. Yeah. I think Drake London's pretty big, right?
He is. He's like 6'4". I
yeah,
think.
Like a big yeah. fucker.
Yeah.
You know.
Drake London is.
And then their run game is strong as hell, and especially with like Derrick Henry, and then Lamar
now
can run fast
him.
As shit. Like, yeah. and they got a guy like Mark Andrews at tight end who's still.
He's probably still a top five tight end.
Yeah. He's still a top five tight end. He just didn't play last year because
he was hurt.
Yeah, he took a bad hit.
Yeah.
See, I think there's such a big difference. It's like night and day between regular season Lamar and playoff Lamar. He just plays like a completely different guy. I don't know if it's because he's playing better teams or he just
chokes. I mean, this past year he played the Chiefs, and it seems like whenever anyone plays the Chiefs, they throw out their playbook and they go with something they've never done before, and it never works out. You know,
they barely beat the Texans too.
I mean,
it's rough.
I like their defense.
And the Texans, we talked about it last week. They were injured big time. Like they had a lot of defensive players that were hurt, mm-hmm. and then what's his name?
Tank.
Was out too. Tank Dell was hurt. So like it.
Yeah, it's
it
just
puts things in perspective.
It's
who's,
weird.
Who's the running back for the Texans?
It was Singletary. Now it is Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon, nice. Damn, they really did stack it on, huh?
Yeah, bro.
With Joe Mixon and Stephon. Yeah, but he's, I would say he's better than Singletary.
No, yeah, definitely. That's not even a question. Yeah. Oh, by the way, did we tell you we're going to the Baltimore game in Baltimore?
I think you brought it up.
You commented
when
that?
Is that?
I don't know
when that is. We don't know yet. We don't have the schedule yet.
I'd be kind of hyped.
Are you going to Brazil?
I'd be kind of sick.
No, he is.
I thought about it. We're still thinking about it.
You
it's
should?
Not crazy. Far. It's not far from where... from where Amanda is
and
from.
It's an Eagles game.
It's like an hour away. Yeah. It's like an hour
that's
away
crazy.
From where she's
did,
from.
Wait. When did they? So was that today they said it's going to be Eagles?
No, it's been Eagles. Packers? Oh, yeah. The matchup was today.
Yeah, the matchup was today.
We knew it was Eagles, but they announced that they're playing the Packers.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's crazy. That's a good team to play, too.
It's a good game.
And I'm glad it's the first week, so it's not in like the middle of the week that they have to travel to South America. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm glad it's the first. But they do have to travel home and then play next week. You know,
wait,
or like
you've
play
been
the...
there, right?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
How far is it?
It's flight, far, dude.
Like flight?
Over 8 hours, I think.
Oh,
I think it's
easily.
Like,
easily.
It's over eight for
it's
sure.
It's got to be like 15 hours.
I don't know if it's that long. I think it's like 10 maybe.
Look it up.
I think it may. Oh, like Amanda was just there. Like probably a month or two ago. I was supposed to go. I just don't have my job doesn't have the PTO for it. I'm gonna try and get down there like next year.
The shortest I see is 12 and a half
it's
hours.
It's to Sao Paulo. Yeah.
Or Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12 and a half hours.
Is
it's
it
pretty fucking long though.
That is long. Especially if you don't sleep.
I think
on
you
plane.
Move like time zones too, so it's like weird.
You definitely have to move time zones.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're trying to go to that game, so keep your
Oh, that would be a fucking sick game to go to.
Yeah, and there's a Guinness Brewery there, and there's also a Philly sports bar.
Really?
In Baltimore, yeah.
Interesting. How far of a drive is that? Like 2 hours? An hour?
Two at the most, yeah. We just went there like last month.
You were telling me.
It was awesome, man. All right, anyway, let's move on. Eat it, beat it, drink it.
Woo!
Are we beating it?
Part one?
We are eating it.
Nice.
Damn.
Straightforward. Let's get to the point.
Sure.
Soft pretzels or hard pretzels?
I know mine.
I know mine.
This is easy for me. Soft pretzels.
Yeah, soft pretzels. Gas. We're in Philly, bro.
Yeah, dude. Yo, a soft pretzel with any sort of dip from the Philly Pretzel Factory? Come
it's
on.
It's all good.
That, no, wait. That birthday cake dip, bro?
I've never had that.
You've never had I know you've had that shit.
I don't think I have.
I've had it. In your fucking house.
I had to.
I had it when you guys were at the last place. I've definitely had it there. I know I've had it there.
I know I've had the blue one.
Because I have to be pulled away. I think that's what it is. I think it comes in blue and white. It's the birthday cake one, dude. You actually have to pull me away from that shit. I'll dip a cookie in that shit. I'll dip anything in this shit. This shit is so good. The chocolate one's good.
Isn't there an icing one?
Yeah, I think so, dude. They're fucking or like,
what's the stuff you put on a cinnamon roll?
That's like just icing, yeah, bar, yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah, it's just icing. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah, that's
that shit's
good.
So yeah, they good. Have a bunch of good soft ones. Press all the way, dude.
It's warm.
Well, yeah, warm one with like cheese sauce, dude. Yeah. I'll take cheese sauce on that fucking thing.
Oh yeah, the cheese is great. So if you had to eat a hard pretzel, though, what is the brand that you're going for?
Oh, give me those fucking.
Do you even like hard pretzels?
Not really.
I do.
But what are those ones? It's the honey wheat pretzels, the twist. Is that like Rolled Gold that makes those?
Yeah,
what are
those
dude? I fucked those up. Those are the only ones that I.
Like, I know really Sean like. Is going to bring up his burnt.
Oh, I know what he's going to say. I know what he's going to say.
I don't know what that brand is. They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Unique snacks pretzels, I think, or something like that.
I thought you were going to do...
Splits?
I thought you were going to say those Dots pretzels. The Dots ones.
What
you,
the hell are those?
You were telling
those
me.
Those are so good,
like
bro.
Them, dude. I
the
think
Dots
we had
pretzels,
them here.
You know what they are. You know,
I think
on,
we
bro.
Had them
they're
here.
They're the twists, and they're salt. They're like salty and sweet.
Oh, they're really well.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was like,
they got a couple different flavors. Dude, they have the cinnamon ones.
I never had those. Amazing. We have the red bag upstairs.
Yeah.
There's a purple bag that's cinnamon. They're so fucking... It's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
On a pretzel. It's so good, bro. I forgot about those.
Yeah, dude. Right. And he tried to put me on to them.
Those are my those are my favorites, if it's hard pretzels. But a close second, I like thinner like hard pretzels. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Where like they're like sticks or just like the real thin classic ones.
Yeah, really.
That you get in like a... like you have like for school lunch or some shit.
Dude.
I like those.
I used to get... my dad would buy that circular thing of pretzel rods, like the long rods, dude. Yep. If you get those and a jar of peanut butter, dude, you just untwist it. You can literally just use the rods and dip it for peanut butter, dude. That shit was... I used to do that in high school all the time.
That's
so
awesome.
Fucking good,
it's easy
dude.
Snack, bro.
That and some milk, bro.
Oh, speaking of soft pretzels, while we're on the topic... Have you ever at school had a soft pretzel with ranch?
Oh, no.
Really?
Not with ranch.
Oh, it's
so
great,
when
bro.
I was in high school, I would always get a soft pretzel, a thing of cream cheese, and a water. That was my lunch like every day.
You can't go wrong.
And
with
I
that.
Would just dip. I would not like dip, but like kind of scrape the cream cheese with the pretzel, and I would eat that like every day. And that cost me like $2 or $3.
Hell yeah.
It was easy, cheap lunch.
Damn.
Yeah, but ranch, highly suggested. Try it out sometime.
I don't like ranch, man.
Oh, you don't like ranch?
I'm okay with ranch. I don't care. Like,
fair enough.
It's not my first choice.
Yeah, so hard pretzel for me. I started recently eating the pretzels that we were just talking about. I think they're called Unique Snack Splits or something like that. Basically, they're like burnt pretzels. And they have like split. They purposely cut a split in them when they cook it so that they like kind of flare out, you know what I'm saying? So they get really crunchy, and they're so good, bro.
Dude, you know what pretzels I fucking hate, dude? Those big ass sourdough ones, dude. Those big, big
like
ones,
the barrel shaped ones.
They're fucking
big,
boys. Dude, and they're like that thick. Like they're fucking.
You can't.
You
even
almost have
through.
To like fucking break your teeth
like
to eat them. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
But pretzel, and they got like no salt on them. They're actually sour. Like,
do you like the nibblers?
Is that the like the pieces?
They're little barrel shaped ones.
Ooh, you know those ones are good when they're filled with peanut butter.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had those. The peanut butter filled ones. My dad used to buy those too. Fuck those up, dude.
Another one that I really like. I don't know the brand, but it's like a four cheese pretzel. It's like a mini regular shaped pretzel.
Sounds like a combo.
It's not. It's four cheese. It's literally a pretzel.
Dude, this is just a pretzel podcast now, dude.
PP. What'd you say?
Bro, you said PP.
Pretzel pod, bro. Come on.
The fucking pretz pod.
Pretz pod.
One thing that I do that's really weird with my soft pretzels, you know how like when they cook them, obviously the underneath gets
is
a little
damp.
Burnt?
Or
like darker.
Yeah.
Eat that strip of darkness.
What?
Around the whole thing. Bro, it has the best taste. I love burnt shit. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Have you ever had the pieces? The Snyder's pieces?
Yes.
Where that they just slam with flavoring.
Honey
dude.
Mustard.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they're not bad.
Buffalo ranch or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Buffalo blue cheese. Yeah, they're great. But no, the four cheese one. I'll buy them sometime.
Dude,
and we'll eat them.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Dude. It sounds like a combo, and I don't like combos.
It's not.
You
it
don't
doesn't
like combos?
I don't, bro. They're nasty to me.
It's
I don't like the pizza ones. I don't
was
like the
a
classic.
Standard. Yo, combos was like standard like stoner snack back in the day, dude. Like high school and shit.
I don't fuck with them.
Combos are good.
Combos are gas. Dude, the fucking the cracker ones I think are a bit better. Like the crackers with cheese. I like those. And the pizza ones are good too. Yeah, they're all good. They're all fucking good.
I eat them weird too.
Oh no.
I like eat the pretzel around the cheese.
And then you eat the cheese too? What a fucking dude.
What the fuck?
I eat a lot of shit. Every week he makes me feel less and less bad for calling him a freak, dude.
I'm telling you, gotta try my technique.
Dude, you got a technique for everything.
I don't need a technique for eating pretzels, bro. They're just pretzels.
Says you.
Says everybody.
The pretzel.
No, not you. Dude. Going back to the four cheese pretzel.
Oh, come on, bro.
It's not stuffed with...
Why are you trying to put me onto this pretzel?
I've never even seen
it's not stuffed with cheese. It's like they bake it with the cheese in the pretzel. Uh-huh. So it's the actual pretzel tastes like cheese.
Right. Maybe. I might like it. I don't know.
They technically do the same with combos, probably, but...
Probably.
No,
what it is with combos is that they're so fucking artificial.
That shit is plastic in there. That is cheese flavored plastic. You're not lying.
It's nasty.
It can be rough after about 10 or 12 or.
Dude, that's one of those things where you can't really think about it. Because if you think about like technically, well, like a Dorito tastes like plastic too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like it's all processed shit. You know, like cheese puffs. That shit's all just fucking.
None of it's good for you.
No, dude.
But sometimes
but you
better
have
than
to,
others.
It's one of those things you just don't think about. You're like, these are delicious.
Yeah.
Or you just really think about it and get depressed.
Stress yourself out.
And then you cry.
I can't believe you picked hard pretzels, though.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
What?
I didn't.
No, dude, have you ever... When's the last time you walked into a Philly pretzel factory?
Yesterday.
They got the goods, bro. They got, like, ice cream and shit in there. Yeah. They got the pretzel dogs. They got, like, all sorts of shit. Deals.
Do you guys like pretzel dogs?
Oh, fuck yeah. I love it.
I'm going to be honest. You don't really taste the pretzel. It just kind of tastes like bread.
You're right. I can see that. But I love going to, like, when you're at the mall, you get an Annie Ann's, dude. I'll go for the pretzel dog. I'll go for
the
pretzel. The
pretzel soaks up the hot dog
It's good
juices.
As fuck, dude.
That sounds disgusting. It sounds disgusting, but it's so good.
Wait, while we're on the topic, can you even compare Philly pretzels to Annie Ann's?
No, an Annie Ann's pretzel is way better.
No,
I think
I'm not saying
it's fresher.
Like,
well, wait a minute. Oh. You think so?
Wait, I thought you said Philly was the best.
I didn't say it was the best.
Oh, I thought you did.
I think Philly's pretzels are different. Annie Ann's pretzels are almost like desserts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And to be honest, they're softer.
They are softer, but they're always warm. They're always warm when you get them.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
You know? And you, like, I don't know. And I really like the cinnamon pretzel from Ann's. From Annie Ann's, but I like the standard pretzel. The bites are fucking
good. But the standard pretzels at Annie Ann's are good too.
Yo, yeah, they're all really good.
Dude, they have great dips too.
Yeah.
Like, Annie Ann's is gas.
I feel like you can't compare.
It's arguments falling apart.
It kind of feels like you can't, like, they're so different that you can't compare them.
No, but they're different. They're different.
No, the Philly soft. The Philly soft pretzel is the standard, I think, like the standard, like, that you would get. I feel like if you went anywhere for a soft pretzel, like a Wawa or wherever else has a soft pretzel, it's kind of the same. Not the same, but like the same idea of a, like, the same shape, the same, like, texture and shit like that, you know?
Have you guys ever had the Annie Ann's sour cream and onion soft pretzel?
No.
I didn't even know that it was a thing.
It is a thing.
This is for real. The Pretzel Podcast. I'm sure you got... I can't believe we're still on this.
There's so many pretzels.
Dude, the Wawa stuffed pretzel, dude.
Bro, you just keep opening parts
of
my brain.
I know, dude. I know.
You just keep opening me up. Oh my god.
Wawa soft pretzels aren't that bad.
Dude, no,
the cheese ones,
soft ones, like the standalone ones are pretty good, but then the stuffed ones are pretty good too, dude. Like the sweet one with cream cheese fucking gas.
I like the cheese one.
Yeah, a sweet
jalapeno,
one with cream cheese. The
jalapeno
one's good.
What?
Yeah.
That shit's great.
Do they do this anywhere else? Like, is this just a Philly thing?
Pretzels? What, like pretzels like this? I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
It's
like,
sick, though.
I feel like in the past, like, not even 10 years, like 5 or 6 years, every restaurant you go to has a soft pretzel appetizer now.
Oh, true.
All that was not a thing.
Oh, like
up.
Pretzel bites or yeah. like a Bavarian pretzel.
Yeah, pretzel bites with yeah. a Bavarian pretzel, like the huge ass.
And like a beer
and
cheese.
And they bring it on like some fucking hanging rack.
Uh-huh. And has a beer, cheese,
yeah, like
right?
a beer cheese,
right? Yeah.
Dude. Every fucking pub. This pub has it. Everywhere has.
No,
it.
We're not good enough for that. You're just making shit up now.
Come on, bro. I'm trying
to punch it up, dude. I'm trying. To...
But no, like everywhere fucking has it, and it's like that was not a thing. Growing up, I don't remember it.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, pretzel bites were like a movie theater thing, and that's it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
now they're it. Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, we spoke on that.
Oh, that
like
was
2 weeks ago. That was
too.
That was the Saturday app, right?
No, he was here.
No,
for
oh,
that.
You were
I
here for that.
That was
okay.
last week. I think.
Wait, yeah. So if you go to the movies, are you picking pretzels over popcorn? Over popcorn? Or?
No.
I would. I think I got to get both.
No.
I'm going to be honest with you.
We went through this.
Wait, we got to talk about something real quick.
Okay.
Cinemark. Have you guys been to Cinemark?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you gotten the pretzel bites there?
No, I don't get the pretzel bites.
I've only been to the one out here with you guys.
Okay. Well, as of recently, I don't know how long it's been like this, but the cheese that they use in the pretzel bites at Cinemark is the cheese they used to use at the AMC that I worked at.
Right.
You can tell.
And it's awful.
Oh,
he it tastes
tell.
Like beefaroni.
I like beefaroni.
No, not in that form, brother. Not in that form. It does not have the spicy yellow cheese taste. It's trash.
How do you know it's the same cheese?
Because the label's still.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, it's like the brand.
But the crazy part is, when I was at AMC, people hated that cheese so much that they reverted back to the Tostitos cheese.
Really?
Tostitos, whatever.
Yeah.
Tostitos cheese, like cheese dip is. Okay.
It's not bad.
I love it, bro. I used to dip hot dogs in that shit.
I'll prefer the salsa.
I swear.
I'll get the salsa.
This is getting freaky.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, dude. Every fucking week,
bro.
He makes me feel less and less bad for calling him a fucking freak, dude.
Dip hot dogs in your Tostitos cheese.
Bro,
sauce?
At the end of the night, I would go grab the hot dogs that weren't eaten. I put that shit on a bun. I open the cheese. The shit's still hot. I go dip, dip. And
dude,
I eat
bro,
it.
You know what's crazy?
He's a stomach of steel.
Have you ever been to the movie theater and you saw them changing the cheese thing?
Yeah.
What I'm imagining is him taking off the top and dipping his...
No,
like,
not.
Gripping it like this, dude. Gripping it like this.
He's dipping the whole hot dog.
I double dipped that
he's
shit,
like,
too.
He's like, it's being thrown out anyway. I'm just...
Oh, my God. All right, I think we need to move on.
Yeah, dude, that was... I think we did a half hour on pretzels.
But let me just be clear. Soft pretzels I like more than hard
soft,
pretzels.
Yeah.
Okay, soft, for
yes.
sure.
But I love a hard pretzel, too.
Oh, we went through it, dude.
Who wants another round?
I do.
All right, let's go.